Welcome to Redefine Your Worthiness with Karel Richards. Get ready to step into your power to unleash your true potential. Karel is a rapid transformational practitioner specializing in childhood trauma. While also being a mental health advocate, Karel has embraced her own personal struggles to transform herself, to turn her pain into her greatest gift. Her mission is to provide the ultimate safe space to understand and support your most vulnerable moments. Get ready for real and raw conversations that will inspire, empower, and encourage full self-expression and self-acceptance. Redefine Your Worthiness with Karel Richards starts now. Welcome, welcome back, everybody. Of course, you know, this is your host, Karel, and today with me, she's no stranger to this space. She was here the last time, and she's going to be here for a little while because there are a couple of changes coming, but I'm grateful that you are able to spend the next, I'd say, 25 to 30 minutes with me. Today, we will be discussing theta healing. So the last time we were here, we discussed hypnotherapy, and I thought it would be really interesting to see, you know, and to share, of course, what that would look like for anyone thinking about participating in theta healing. So why wouldn't I grab for the expert? Hello, here she is, Megan, welcome back.
Hello. No, it's always great to chat with you, whether it's always recorded or not.
Yes. Yeah. And we're going to be prolonging our conversation moving forward. So something's coming up, guys, just sit and wait.
Amazing. I'm excited for the announcement.
Yes. Yes. You already know. So you're just pretending.
So I figure I should tell people what theta healing is first.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know what it is.
Right. Yeah. And that's a challenge, right?
It is a challenge. It's a challenge because energy healing is just starting to come into our awareness. Yeah. It's starting to become more acceptable because coming up, I've had a lot of struggles even wrapping my head around it. Now I'm an energy healer. So with theta healing, I always say, like, if you've ever had Reiki done, it's like Reiki and talk therapy made a baby, and it's theta healing.
Yeah.
So you get the energetics, but you get to talk and share your experience. So it's a type, theta healing is a type of energy healing. And what I do is I help you zero in on those messages that you received that told you that you aren't enough, or that there's something wrong about you. You're too sensitive. You're too much, you know, those types of messages. These messages we receive from our environment are held in our being in the form of energy. It's thick, it's negative energy, and it affects how we see and interact with the world.
Yeah.
It really affects the lens that you look at the world through and what
absolutely
through, you know, we filter things through our lived experience.
Yeah.
So what theta healing does is it finds the root of that energy. And with that, we can effectively release it from your being.
Yeah.
Since we can release that negative energy, we can also bring in positive energy that will help and support your goals.
Interesting. Yeah. So it sounds very similar to that of hypnotherapy or rapid transformational therapy. So I guess my question is there much difference? Or because clearly I've experienced it, so I could tell you there's a difference. But from your own personal experience, has there been any significant difference seeing that you have experienced both?
I have experienced both. I would say the glaring difference to me was, like, hypnotherapy is more scientific.
Yeah.
Theta healing is more spiritual based. Would you agree with that? That's my perception.
Interesting. You know, it's funny, even before coming into the conversation, I wanted to know how it felt different. And of course, I'm a feelings person. So it was a little bit lighter, right? Theta healing is lighter versus that of hypnotherapy. And not to say that hypnotherapy is heavy, it's just that it feels like you're reliving a situation with hypnotherapy, whereas with theta healing, I'm just answering questions.
and you're doing the muscle testing, and it just feels lighter. And I think if I'm ever going to do energy healing or any form of healing, I would choose, particularly now because of the stage that I'm in terms of my healing, I would choose theta because it's lighter. So if, so say someone just starting out on their healing journey, maybe I'd say do hypno. But then if they're already on the journey, just having a little, you know, a bit of residue left, I would say then go for theta, because it really is just so light. And I was just laying there and you were just talking to me. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. And I was testing. I was like, oh, that's not it. Oh, that's it.
People on a different point of their journey, it can feel a little... Here's the thing, like, people don't leave feeling heavy. They feel lighter because, like, we've literally shifted the energy within their body. But it does feel like that first hypnotherapy session for them, because they're getting into the meat of it. You've already got into the meat, you know, you're just at the dessert. You're just like, I'm enjoying this journey. I'm just, you know, fine tuning these touches. I feel like, you know, whatever speaks to you most, like if you like the scientific based, like, it's really hard to say. I think it depends on the practitioner, who you have trust in.
I suppose that's true too.
But I want to touch on the muscle testing part, because some people might be like, oh my God, she's going to hook me up to machines.
No. It's this simple, or maybe not that way. This simple.
People aren't watching us. I just want to say, so our mind may not recall what happened to us. And if we lived in a state of hyper stress, just always on edge in our childhood, our brain isn't functioning to create those memories. So a lot of us, especially me, don't have things to recall from childhood, but your body remembers. That's why you get triggered. That's why you react in a certain way, because your body remembers, oh my God, we have been here before. Run, hide, fight, whatever you got to do. Freeze, people please, whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
It remembers. So I am tapping into the wisdom of your body. I'm not asking your conscious mind these things, but that's the difference. I'm the one who's in the theta state. Yeah. I'm the one who, as a practitioner, is connected to God, source, universe, whatever label you want to put on it. I'm connected to your spirit, your higher self, which is guiding me, which is why it's more spiritual based.
Yeah.
Into what it is that you need for healing that day.
Yeah. And it's so interesting, because a lot of people are wanting to stray away from it. And you said it is spiritual based. So why aren't people gravitating to it more? Because I get it. You know, when we're younger, we're told it has to make sense. It has to be logical. You know, it has to be able to be proven scientifically. Clearly, we aren't able to do that with theta. So how does that affect how things turn out for you, essentially?
Well, here's the fun thing. I thought that to be a healer or to be a medium, you had to be born with it. So that kept me off this journey for a very long time. But we are all spiritual beings. And I promise you, I know so many healers say this, but I promise you, if I can do it, you can do it.
Hey, I don't know if I like how that sounds.
But I mean, this is what I mean. I grew up in a fundamental Christian upbringing. So me having to get over the whole, if you go on this path, Megan, you're going to go to hell. Mm. Right? That whole path, breaking through that, when it's like, no, God is within all of us, and we are powerful beings. We can all do this. Just like, if I wanted a six pack, if I cared about having a six pack, I could have it. That's just where, if that's where my passion lies. My passion lies with helping people, you know, get to the root of their issues and getting to the root of my own and really healing that, you know, that generational cycle, so that my kids have a better start to their life. Yeah. They don't have to carry the baggage that mommy did. So that's where my passion is. So I was able to develop these gifts quite quickly once I was like, oh, so I didn't have to, you know, see dead people as a child. I still don't see the dead people. I don't care to. I care about tuning into my inner knowing.
Yeah.
We all had that sixth sense, but we weren't taught that in school. We weren't taught that from ages 0 to 7, most of us, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going on.
I really wanted you to continue on that path, because I think, especially where I'm from culturally, it was just all about Christianity. And you had different religions outside of that, but majority of us practiced Christianity. So anything outside of God was deemed as unacceptable. So it's so interesting that we're having this conversation now, because I had a prospective client about a week ago, and she's so intuitive, and I could see and I could tell her, I could feel that she's intuitive, but for her, she was battling internally with what was going on with her, to the point where she went to see someone and they diagnosed her with schizophrenia. So of course, I didn't say that was a misdiagnosis. I listened to her, what she was experiencing, and I was like, well, what you're experiencing is kind of what I experienced too. And I know I'm not schizophrenic. I just know that for me, I was very hypersensitive as a kid. I could pick up on things. I could see things. I could hear things. What I didn't have were the tools. And I think that's what makes it so hard for these HSP, hypersensitive people, is that nobody tells you that, hey, you're not broken. You're not, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that you happen to pick up on things that many other people may not. And it's not to say that they are broken. It's just to say that maybe they have a different gift. And you don't see it as a gift. What you see it as is a curse. And you get all of these labels attached to you because you don't fit the box. You don't necessarily fit the straight and narrow. And that allows people to feel isolated. And that was what was happening with her, is that she couldn't understand what was going on with her. And when I said to her, I'm like, girl, ain't nothing wrong with you. you are just very intuitive and you don't have the tools. And if you get those tools and you learn to navigate life with that, believe me, you'll be fine.
I'm so glad you said that, because something actually clicked in my mind as you're talking, is like, these are the people who usually come to Theta Healing. You know, I'm working, trying to educate people on what it is and how it can help. And a lot of the people that come in are people who are already spiritually inclined. They just don't know that they are. And they're just naturally, their higher self is literally like, here's Megan, putting me in front of their face. And then they make that appointment and I'm sitting with them and I'm like, you don't understand how powerful you are. It's like,
same words that I said to her.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So then what I get to do, because what these children have experienced, exactly what you were saying, is trauma.
Yeah.
I am alone. I have no one to talk to. I don't understand what's happening in my body. Like, these children are brand new to the world. They have, you know, a lot of my intuitive friends were lucky to have grandmothers who recognized and were able to help, but there are a lot who had nothing and who grew up in these religious settings. And there's nothing wrong with religion, honestly. Not nothing wrong. Sorry.
I was just about to be like, what?
There's the pros and the cons. Well, you know what? I love that I grew up in that setting because I can believe in this higher power with ease.
Yeah.
Sure, there's a lot of undoing of conditioning that I've had to do, but I believe in this power with ease, whereas other people who didn't have that upbringing, they think I'm nuts. They're like, what do you mean this higher power? It's just you. It's just you. And when you're gone, you're gone. Whatever. That's a tangent. But what I mean is, these kids, they feel alone. And that's something I want to help parents with. I don't want to just help them understand their children on a deeper level. I want to help them with the spiritual stuff of like, my kid, like, because all kids are so in tune.
Yeah,
only one kid who isn't so in tune with that spiritual piece, with that vibrational piece. Why not help that kid sink into their inner knowing?
Yeah. And you know what's funny? I think we do, because I remember distinctly, and this image always comes to me when I talk about this particular topic. I remember my mother being on the phone with my dad, because my dad had already went to the States. And I heard her say, and of course, I didn't have the resources to understand what was really going on. But I heard her say, why do you always ask about her and you don't ask about me? And of course, a 2-year-old, 3-year-old hearing that, I interpreted that, hey, one, my mother was jealous of me. And I mean, that was slightly true. I'd be jealous of me too. And secondly, you know, and there's a story behind that. Clearly, we don't have time for that, you know. And secondly, there must have been something that was wrong with me. right? So hearing that and also feeling that there's some disconnect, there's some breakdown, there's some disconnect, some discomfort with her, I take that on and I say, okay, well, she's feeling uncomfortable, then that must mean I did something wrong. And of course, looking back now, you knew you didn't do anything wrong.
But that's the developmental stage you're in, is that children are very egocentric.
Yes, yes.
That's just the way that their brain works. Everything is about me. The world revolves around me. Everything that happens is because of me.
Well, there's a reason for that, isn't it? Because I believe even in my session with you in December before I went home, because I had a really dysfunctional relationship with my mother up until that time. And I remember doing the muscle testing and we got to the root of why I was so angry, so resentful, just so frustrated with my mother, is because everything that she was doing, I took that it was on me. It was not even just because she's doing it because of me, that I was her and she was me. So her actions would essentially be my actions. And I'm like, I have no control over what she does, but somehow we're linked. So when you did that cord cutting and you released me from, well, I won't say you released me, and I cut myself from that relationship that I had from her, it's not to say that we don't talk anymore. We do, actually. And I show up as me and she shows up as her. And it's no longer, oh, if you do something, I have to take responsibility for that. It's no, oh, you're just having your own journey. I'm having mine. If we happen to clash, it has nothing to do with each of us. It really is our own internal struggles. And you don't understand how heavy that was for 35 years. And I mean, we were in our mother's wombs for at least 9 months, right? For some of us, at least. So you have this belief that you are your mom and your mom is you. And so you take on so much responsibility. And I'm telling you, once I cut that cord, I was like, I don't know what to do now. Like, what is my identity? And I went into a grieving process because I didn't know who I was at that point without being attached to her anymore.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that I see a lot in my practice, is that genetically, because we are of genetic material of our parents, that there is that belief of like, I am this person, and this, like, and it's so deep core subconscious. These aren't conscious things. We consciously try, like I've heard so many times, I don't want to be my father, I don't want to be my mother. And we consciously make these decisions, but it's like, why are you fighting that so hard? Because something in you believes that you are this person, that you're doomed to be this person, that you're going to continue this cycle. But that, like, literally, I guided you to be like, Corral, you need to physically cut this energetic cord that you have with your mom. And it just freshened up the relationship.
Yeah.
It released you from that codependency, that intermingling. Yeah. Now you can have this relationship with her and hear her on a deep soul level, which is kind of what your mom was needing, and why she was feeling so neglected by your father.
Yeah.
Needs that. And you can now be that without feeling that
heaviness.
3-year-old, that heaviness, that well, everything you say is a reflection of me, and that defensiveness. You can just create that space, allow her to talk. And if it ever gets to be too much, then you create the boundaries, blah blah blah. But
and that's my exact experience so far. It's even yesterday, you know, she was coming to me to help her with my brother because he wasn't listening. And I'm like, okay, well, in that moment, I'm like, what does he need? What does she need? She wants him to do something. He doesn't necessarily want to do it, but they weren't necessarily communicating with each other. So I was just like that medium for them. And before, I would just be like, hey, this ain't got shit to do with me. I'm out. You know, I was very avoidant of that relationship with her because I felt like I had no control when I was around her. I felt very powerless anytime I had an interaction with her, and I didn't like that feeling. So I would avoid even just having an interaction with her. Now I'm just like, hey, I'm me, she's her, whatever's going on, we'll navigate it. We'll set those boundaries. And it's been peachy. And I never
how free does it feel? Like, so many people are afraid of getting into the depths of their soul, into the depths of their unconscious mind, because like they're afraid of what they'll find, or to even just do the healing, because there's so much fear that, like, oh, what am I going to dig out? Am I going to get out of it? Am I going to now be in this hole, this pit? Yeah. Well, you're already in the hole and you're already in the pit. Look at the freedom you have.
And that's the thing. The freedom is in going through it. And we're not necessarily taught that. Like the freedom is actually going through it, because the answer is right there. Like the more you avoid it, it's still going to be there. It's still festering. It's still turning into something bigger.
Because it wasn't modeled. If we watched our parents go through that and be like, oh, mom went through that situation and she survived, I can do that. We've seen our parents move through things. But I actually verbally talk this out with my children as they're watching me go through, like, this month has been fun, sarcastically. And my kids have been watching me through all kinds of emotions and I haven't been hiding them. And my son, he saw me crying and he's like, are you okay, mommy? I'm like, I'm not, but that's okay that I'm not. I said, what I'm feeling has nothing to do with you. In an appropriate way, I didn't dump on my kid. I just said, you know, this part of my life, there's something that I'm dealing with. And we were playing Lego at the time. And I'm like, but playing Lego with you is really helping me. So thank you for playing with me. He's like, I love playing with you, mommy. And so we just played. But he knew in that moment, mommy's feeling something. It's okay that she's feeling something. And it has nothing to do with me, because he's sitting there thinking, you know, mommy's playing Lego with me and crying. What did I do wrong? So I can now show my kid, I'm going through something, I'm going through it and I'm feeling it. That's okay.
Yeah.
But of course our parents didn't have this knowledge. Yeah. So I don't know. We're undoing so much. Like our generation has so many resources, so many options.
No more excuses.
Yeah, fine.
Seriously, I might laugh about it, but you honestly, we have no more excuses. Like, I get it. I had to forgive my mother, right? And I didn't have to go to her and say, I forgive you. I sat in that theater healing and I said it. I was like, I forgive her. Like, I think I was so angry with her that I didn't realize the unbalanced nature that she was actually doing this on her own. Like I couldn't.
You had to hold on to that anger to protect yourself from her. That's what you thought you had to do.
Yeah.
So you released yourself, you released her, and you're like, no, I don't need to be angry with you to protect myself. I can protect myself because I can protect myself.
Because I know how to. Yeah.
Because I know how to.
Yeah. And I had to forgive myself too for those choices. You know, I saw a post this morning and it made sense to me. It's the younger version of you. So the baby wants love. The teenager wants revenge and the adult wants peace. Mm-hmm. And they're just battling internally, you know, like, what do we do? Like, I want this. You want this. You want this. How do we all get the same thing? Or how do we get what we want at the same time? And it's a step-by-step process I'm feeling, where the revenge is going to keep you from the love and the peace. So you got to deal with that revenge, that frustration, that resentment first, so you can get the love and then so you can feel the peace.
And that's what's so cool about the energy healing piece, is to take all those energies within you and to bring harmony.
Yeah.
There was one client I had, and there was a situation that was very challenging. And I think you even had me do this too. Oh, you had me bring that little baby into my home.
Yeah.
And introduce that baby, me, to my children. Oh, that was so powerful. Yeah. But we can bring harmony to all of these things. Get that teenager to hold that baby.
Yeah, honestly, and show it's that not that you need it from the outside. You can give it all, right? Mm-hmm. That love that you want, that peace that you want, it's all here. It's just that it's under all of that. It's the underbelly that we haven't dealt with, what we call overwhelmed, what we call discomfort, what we call burnout. There's so many feelings just bubbling.
But they're all trying to tell you something. And instead of like, I shouldn't feel this way. I can't feel this way. I have to get rid of this feeling. What is it telling you? Your anxiety isn't a bad thing, but it's getting louder and screaming. Yes. We talked about this earlier this week. It's getting loud. It's getting screaming. because you're not listening. Yeah. It is trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
So if there's one
thing,
we don't
have enough time for this conversation.
But we can do one thing, and this is something you tell me to do all the time, and you always remind me to, which I love, is ask yourself, what is this emotion, this feeling? What is it trying to tell me? Just start there.
Yeah.
You could do a lot of, it's overwhelming, but a lot of healing can be done on your own. But in times where you feel you need support, the Megans and Corrals of the world are just waiting, just so excited, waiting for you.
Yeah, to hold space for you.
To be brave.
Yeah. Oh, man. So we're going to jump out of here. I know it just, all of a sudden, we were just getting there. But you know what? We're going to respect your time. We did promise you 25 to 30 minutes. But if you feel that you want to connect with any of us, feel free. I have a healing circle on Wednesday today, 1 p.m. Central Time. Well, no, not today. On Wednesdays, 1 p.m. Central Time, if you want to connect with me. And you can also connect with Megan through her. Say it.
At the Conscious Village on Instagram, and at the conscious village.ca is where all my information is. And just, you know what, even if you just want to talk to see if this is what's right for you, DM me. I could talk about this stuff all day long. Just message me.
Awesome. Thank you guys for showing up, and remember, be kind to others, but also be kind to yourself. Take care.
Thank you for joining us today on Redefine Your Worthiness with Karell Richards. Join us here in our safe space for real and raw conversations. My mission is to support you at your most vulnerable moments. Together, we will redefine your worthiness to embrace your own path to personal growth. For more information about me, you can visit indivinetime.com. That is indivinetime.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.